Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
There's news about what you've been buying and what you may not be able to buy easily soon. We'll start with the AP's Norman Hall, who's got word of how shoppers did on Cyber Monday.
Millions have taken part in the virtual post-Thanksgiving weekend hunt for holiday deals. Days after flocking to stores on Black Friday, consumers went online on Cyber Monday to score some more discounts on gifts and other items that have ballooned in price because of high inflation. Cyber Monday was expected to remain the year's biggest online shopping day and rake in up to $11.6 billion in sales. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks transactions at over 85 of the top 100 U.S. online stores.
But this morning, businesses are warning that if there's a railroad strike, you may see higher prices and supply shortages. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
President Joe Biden is calling on Congress to pass legislation to intervene and block a railroad strike before next month's deadline. Four rail unions that represent more than half of the 115,000 workers in the industry have rejected the current deals. Business groups said even a short-term strike would have a tremendous impact on business and could cause economic pain across the country. Eight other rail unions have ratified their deals that include 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
No evacuation orders, but Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano is shooting lava about 200 feet into the air. Nearby homes and communities not threatened at the moment, say officials. This volcano last erupted in 1984. Later today, the Senate votes on a bill aimed at protecting same-sex and interracial marriages. The House would still have to vote and send it to President Biden's desk before it would become law. The U.S. plays Iran in World Cup soccer today. This is AP News. NATO is talking about Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
NATO's chief has reaffirmed the alliance's commitment to Ukraine ahead of a meeting of NATO foreign ministers in Romania. Speaking ahead of the meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the possibility for Ukraine to join the bloc was still there.
The NATO store is open.
However, Stoltenberg asserted that Ukraine had more urgent needs.
However, the main focus now is on supporting Ukraine.
Most of all, the war-battered country will need electrical components for its devastated power transmission network ahead of a blistering winter. Stoltenberg accused Russia of deliberately attacking the energy infrastructure at a vital time for Ukraine.
President Putin is trying to use winter as a weapon of war.
I'm Karen Chemas.
The Dow dropped 497 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. The Pittsburgh Steelers now have the most wins in Monday Night Football history with 52, a 24-17 win over Indianapolis. Benny Snell's two-yard plunge was the difference early in the fourth quarter. A confidence builder, says quarterback Kenny Pickett.
You know, right now we're a four-win team right now. We have to own that, and we got to chip away at it and get back to winning.
Both teams now 4-7. In the NBA, Devin Booker had 44, leading Phoenix to a 122-117 win at Sacramento. It was Washington 142-127. Over Minnesota, Kristaps Porzingis had 41 for the Wiz. Joel Embiid was clutch down the stretch, 7 of his 30 in the final minute, leading Philadelphia to a 104-101 come-from-behind win over Atlanta.
In some ways, whenever I was needed, that's when I felt like I needed to turn it on.
Boston down Charlotte 140-105. It was Toronto 100-88 over Cleveland. Kevin Durant had 45 in Brooklyn's 109-102 win over Orlando. New Orleans defeated Oklahoma City 105-101. Suddenly, Utah has dropped 5 in a row. The Jazz got beat by Chicago 114-107. Denver took out Houston 129-113. And Andrew Nembhard hit a game-winning three-pointer, lifting Indiana to a 116-115 win over the LA Lakers. And the NHL, New Jersey rallied from two goals down for coach Lindy Ruff in a 5-3 win over the New York Rangers.
It's a hard building to win in. A lot of energy in this building, and it's a tough team to play against and to get the win here. We know that more division games are coming up, more against teams in our conference.
Toronto bested Detroit 4-3. In overtime, Edmonton 4-3 over Florida. It was Tampa defeating Buffalo 6-5 in overtime. In a shootout, Vegas defeated Columbus 3-2. Dallas over St. Louis 4-1. College football coaching hires. Wisconsin announces that Cincinnati coach Luke Fickle will be their man. While Hugh Freeze is back in the SEC, he takes over at Auburn. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. A gunman in Buffalo, New York, pleaded guilty to a racist massacre at a local supermarket.
This case is a poster child for swift justice.
Erie County District Attorney John Flynn at a news conference carried by WKBW after the white gunman who killed 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket last May pleaded guilty.
Justice has been done today. But while justice has been accomplished, nothing will ever bring back the 10 beautiful people who lost their lives on that day.
Attorney Ben Crump, who represents some of the victims' families on a very difficult day.
It was just gut-wrenching, and it made you angry all over again.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Five police officers in New Haven, Connecticut are being charged with misdemeanors over their treatment of a black man after he was paralyzed from the chest down in the back of a police van. Randy Cox says he pleaded for help, saying he couldn't move, and some of the officers mocked him and accused him of being drunk and faking his injuries. Five officers were placed on administrative leave in Cox's case. The state later dropped all charges against Cox that led to him being put into the van. The world's largest active volcano spewed some ash and lava, and officials say the Mauna Loa in Hawaii isn't threatening communities. But Ken Hahn with the Hawaii Volcano Observatory says people need to be paying attention.
We're on the world's largest active volcano, and the eruptions can be quite large and quite fast-moving at times. We cannot tell you until the eruption develops what is going to happen.
Mauna Loa last erupted in 1984. Students in Hong Kong chanted "Oppose dictatorship" in a protest of China's coronavirus rules after demonstrators on the mainland issued an unprecedented call for China's President Xi Jinping to resign. The protest in China have stocks lower in the U.S. This is AP News. First Lady Jill Biden says she wants Americans to see themselves in the White House's holiday decorations. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
This year's theme?
We the people.
What the First Lady calls the soul of the nation.
Room by room, we represent what brings us together during the holidays and throughout the year.
From the Blue Room Christmas tree decorated to represent unity to the state dining room celebrating children, and the China Room with handwritten recipes representing food and traditions.
Throughout these halls, from the shining bells to the mirrored ornaments in the grand foyer behind me, you will see your own reflection.
Some 50,000 visitors are expected at the White House through the holidays. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cryptocurrency lender BlockFi is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Fallout from the collapse of crypto exchange FTX. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Consumers are looking for more discounts on Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday is expected to remain the year's biggest online shopping day with up to $11.6 billion in sales. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks transactions at over 85 of the top 100 online stores in the U.S. That forecast represents a jump of about $1 billion consumers spent last year. Adobe's numbers are not adjusted for inflation, and some analysts have said top-line numbers will be boosted by higher prices. I'm Shelley Adler.
Prince William and the Princess of Wales are heading to the US to focus on their Earthshot Prize for Environmental Innovators. On their first visit to the US in 8 years, the royal couple will most likely get caught up in tensions with Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, who have criticised Britain's royal family in the American media. William and his wife Catherine will travel to Boston for 3 days of public engagements before announcing the prize winners. As much as the royals will try to focus on the prize, they're likely to be asked questions about Harry and Meghan, who appeared on Oprah, accusing the royal family of racism, among other things. Analysts believe their trip is a good opportunity to redress the balance. Karen Chamas, London.
Merriam-Webster's 2022 Word of the Year is all about confusion and control. gaslighting, the act or practice of grossly misleading someone, especially for one's own advantage.
Merriam-Webster's Peter Sokolowski says searches for the word gaslighting in the dictionary company's website increased by 1,740% over last year. Usually a single event will drive up the numbers, but he says searches continued throughout the year for this one.
We kind of live in an age of information, but it's also an age of misinformation.
The word derives from Gaslight, a 1938 play that was made into two movies in the 1940s. A man tries to manipulate his young wife into thinking she's going insane to distract from his criminal activities. The phrase medical gaslighting has become popular to describe when a healthcare professional dismisses a patient's symptoms or tells them it's all in their head. Other popular words this year included oligarch, Omicron, sentient, and cancel culture. I'm Jennifer King.
A community farm in Colorado is keeping the environment in mind by replacing traditional farming equipment. Brett Beardmore's Owl Tree Farm has ditched the tractors for chickens.
As a lot of the baby boomer farmers are disappearing, nobody's wanting to take on the next generation. And so there's kind of this weird opportunity that we see to help guide the, you know, guide farming methods into a better direction.
The 10-acre property isn't much as far as farms go, but it's enough to do things their way. Co-owner Forrest Carlson says the chickens on site turn the soil, which releases less carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than traditional tilling would.
All that knowledge, all that equipment, all that exists, it's just a matter of, you know, helping people realize that there's a different way to do it.
There's a mobile chicken coop, which makes it easier to move the animals from patch to patch wherever they're needed. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.